to build up this party to waiting for B.
Well, that's now Andrew Kylie, winner one of the SLP flag bearer aspirants. We they talk to Sabtiu Kalon, but the alliance with them form of 11 flag bearer aspirants. May I come to you back now the studio, Ali Kaba? You don't listen to Andrew Kylie.
Yes.
You feel say 11 people, we want the same thing. We will come together and form an alliance like way they talk to. And you say they not get nobody where they lead.
Well, I believe so.
Una, because she's a
believer. Well, this, look. At the end of the day, if 1,000 people they run for the same thing and one person get for win, well, we know that, you know. And if all might agree on that, it not really matter right now whether they lead or not. But me can say this, that in every coalition, you need to know what you're there for, not to just what you're there against. You know, me a coalition builder, right? I don't lead one of the largest coalition of its kind in the United States of America as the first African.
So what in day four?
Okay. What in, me believe so for day four.
Mm-hmm.
Now for make sure say SLPP win. We've agree on that clearly. And we've also agree say, as me brother, engineer Andrew Kelly say, that we get a transparent, democratic level playing field. But at the end of the day though, we get for understand, say, this is not about Ali Kaba or any other person. This is about SLPP and the 99% people who they suffer. And therefore, if the outcome not suit you, you not to pursue we end up for we, not left we party. Then you for agree on that. And all man for make that commitment today. Me, I know they talk French or German around that issue day. Right? We need for stick together. Because the last term, now that division they are bogged with.
But the one of the big name, Pani Kupani is not a part of this coalition.
When I make me say, any effort we for bring can together, the person not a part of this, me now, the person we get for build that bridge day to whoever, right? And in this case, I can mention my brother named Julius Badabio. We, of course, Andrew Kelly say no. Here's the thing. Any effort we want to talk about, let we always open the door for all man. You're real. And at the end of the day, if you treat anybody with respect, with dignity, they will listen to you. I believe that, you know. And we not for start.
So you will build that bridge for be part of the alliance?
Not necessarily part of the alliance, but part of the consensus building effort for let we resolve the problems, right? Because the alliance is not a consensus building effort anyway. You know, as we say, it's not like some registered NGO, right? And not just an effort of goodwill on the part of people.
So when I get over 600 delegates,
yes,
how much you feel, say, you know, in terms of percentage, you feel say, you're able for command in terms of vote?
Well, we're there in the process every day for talk to people them, and I feel say premature for anybody at this race predict outcome, because me and community organizer, it keep on going until the very end.
So why you convince say you get an edge over the other people who don't come out to be flag bearer for the party?
I think say me history different. And among the crowded field today, me and the only true activist, we get a long record for fight for the thing and way I believe in. And I don't pay the price for the thing and day. Me not to the kind person where they come in for say what thing people they want to hear. And I know say at this point in time, the ordinary people they already suffer so much. Go pay attention and choose the person who get a history of consistency, of service, and making sure say the values of the party guide them for make life better for all man. And I make my belief say they come in with a winning message, an inclusive message, a message where hopeful, where go make sure say all man, where they now this country by the way, will see me as the leader for all man. Me not believe in geography, I believe in demography as the organizing tool. And what is the difference between the two? It means say being not a candidate of a region, being a candidate of people, and when I talk about issues affecting women or young people or teachers or farmers, I talk about all farmers, all students.
When they talk about history, so a message just come inside with the time for talk about, they ask about your relationship with the RUF.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so with that relationship with the RAF?
Absolutely not. No relationship. Mm-hmm. I think the confusion there got from the facts. Just like we may imagine that Hindu law emerged before me, and there's a tendency to think that Hindu law and Kaaba all not the same, right? And I think that issue that the way all man don't look at, and nobody ever produced any single person who say Ali Kaaba been in a salon safe during the time of the Civil War. The fact of the matter is that we own history of activism. I'm sure people then can connect that, and the TRC report look into all of this and say, in fact, some of the things that we happen to be, that then lay the condition for what in end of
what you not be involved.
No, no, absolutely not. Nobody not ever say Ali Kaaba and Fatari for somebody who not member of the RAF says be Ali Kaaba. No, no, no. The TRC use we experience, like the experience of the student in 1977 and other problems in the country, bad governance, corruption, the one party dictatorship, as the objective conditions will lead to that. That somehow, maybe if they may create a society where we be able to express yourself freely, that will not be for them reach that critical point where misguided elements then take the country down the wrong path.
So with somebody with, actually they say, the experience, some of them things in there, and now you come in at the forefront for camp contest for the leadership of the country, which are the things that we actually they look at, say, you know, they happen now, we, if I become flag bearer or eventually become president, that then things they also go on for look at.
You know, the first thing I can start out with, now, because without that, nothing not possible, now the democracy will we get after a long battle, and there will need for protect the rule of law. Because at the end of the day, market forces not go work, because the rule of law depend on how somebody feel. We're not going to develop if the ordinary people self not believe say, the judiciary they work for them. We're not going to develop if we look around and see say, the people then were powerful, the 1%, seem fulfilled, say, everything work for them and they don't care about the 99%. Today, we're in a situation which, as I say, we get a jobless and lifeless economy. We work for only a few at the top. It's not good. It's not good. Morally unconscionable. We need to put an end to that, Andy. Within a situation right now with corruption rampant. I mean, to the point that even Ebola money self, some man fees in entitlement for the couple. And by the way, nothing serious not happened to all the one that we eat, quote unquote, the blood money. Me as a leader, I not go tolerate that.
So waiting you plan for though, if you not being a leader,
yes,
then period are way to talk about, so waiting you for don't do, because when you sound so somebody goes in a politics, mm-hmm, now politics talk you to.
Well, see, given the facts, I mean, I possibly we don't stand up for rule of law all this time. And I believe in opportunity for all my, especially the one that with it down in art at out. As president, I've been for don't handle but call them critical situations and differently. In fact, some of the situations I mean for every happens, because me, I believe say the elected vice president, no one person not get power for just fire.
But the Supreme Court don't.
So I not me for the one. So not for reach that point today. That's my point, right? I not for even take that action day. Follow reach that point today. And the other thing is this though. Me not for allow this kind of social inequality within the country. It's dangerous. Because when you look back during the era of APC one party dictatorship, the same situation over and over again.
So not any specific things here in the terms of social inequality.
First of all, look the kind of economy we'll get today.
Program Good Morning Salon they continue 0777 981 981. Now the number we go send you message to and add your voice to Tinem we the talk about inside the program this morning. From that interview with Mr. Berete, we go now the All People's Congress, APC Party, USAID Secretary General Ambassador Usman Yansane, don't confirm to Radio Democracy say inside the APC Party then position paper we then give to the Constitutional Review Committee. One thing we then put inside it, now for make the Salon Constitution, grief for make press president we don't turn up for in two term. Where in two term done, it can go and come back and turn up for the same position. It talk this and other thing them way he said and present to the CRC inside this interview with Khadija Bangura.
The result of a request by the Constitutional Review Committee, of which the APC has 6 members, the SNPP 6 members, other political parties, they also get representation at this CRC. Every party, they expect every party for make a submission to the CRC. The other party then don't submit their own. We were prevailed upon to submit a position paper. Initially, Our thinking is that now we ask for the constitution change. So we no go put opposition on paper, but the committee being insist that is the product of this document.
We see a party they ask say nobody no for run for the office of the president more than 2 terms, but on a want let the new constitution make provision where the person go don't run in 2 terms, he go wait and he get right for come back empty map for be president again. When you look at plenty people don't they compare him to Putin in style. And when you look at William structures that salon, you look at with democracy, you don't think say this particular thing on the axis for put inside the revised constitution will get for threatened with country in democracy?
When you talk about with democracy, in 1961 we'll get independence. With whose system of government we can get? The British system, the British parliamentary system now we'll get. We'll give the prime minister limitless period. We change her. Now, then combine the American system, American presidential system, in fact, part of the French presidential system, and also parliamentary system to a certain extent. People in the call her a hybrid. So if you talk about the Catalonian democracy, we people in democracy is different. It was even similar to Athenian democracy. We say we sit down together. The big man they hang it. Then discuss issue, then come to conclusion. But now they see, we now put party then together. Political party, one party no for day. We move from one party. Pressure from the international community. Pressure from the mood of the international community at that time. We change to multi-party. That is, forgive prominence to political parties. APC, SLPP. SLPP don't get 11 years of governance. Then rule. If you say, now Putin, the system will get, now American.
Because in
the system will get...
In a good example where everybody they refer to since the time where when I go submit this on a position paper...
Now, so then go say, but then don't read the Brazilian constitution. No. Brazil also been get the American system, the British system. Then change them from 1898 to something. Then say, let we change. You no go disenfranchise somebody forever just because you don't be president. If I become a minister, you no go pull me because I don't become a minister. If I become a director general, you no go say I never take any position again.
Ambassador, on the position paper, I see una they recommend like Germany, Japan, and South Australia, and even the Great Britain, then democracy to Uyuna.
Of course.
Una, they say that they happen, they so. If it happen, I ask so. When you compare the way with the patch with democracy now, somebody would wonder, what is really the APC party wants for achieve? For
let me tell you that, not to deal with the patch. No change not take place now. We APC no use the people. In fact, the APC start then call an elections before independence. Elections mean reference to the people. Before we get independent, we say let's go to elections.
But you think say for compare then?
No, let me come. You say compare, and they tell you say now the people then they talk. How do the people talk? Either in an election or a referendum. So now the people then talk. That is democracy. Demo means
the people then talk. Say with
that the people then be want the 1971 constitution. That the people let me want the 1978 constitution. That the people let me want the 1991 constitution because we not do them by ourselves. We do them through referendum.
Okay, now
we do them through election.
This
there.
Constitution.
That's right.
Revised so.
Now the people let want that. So
you think say when it reach that the referendum stage, the people let go really buy this one as a
I think so. Everybody's entitled to send a proposal. This is not a proposal.
What make you think say the people go buy the APC the your recommendation, especially
why,
this particular one on the top?
What do you make I think so? First of all, you no go buy somebody forever from becoming president. If the man don't serve, let me start. Whether it be old day sometime around 40 now. 40. I don't know almost my age. You get on 10 years. People say, oh man, I don't do very well. After that, you go rest. People say, hey boy, man, oh man, I've been doing this study. 5 years pass. Oh, my other have been there. And the same thing they happened with Rawlings at that place. Rawlings was still young and dynamic. People wanted him. But you go legislate the man, you disenfranchise him. You pull in right nine hand.
so what happened? You sit down. When was you know 50 years? Huh? You get 10 years. Now that 10 day demand don't mature. Why would I not the hala when the Rastafarians they say for legalized jamba? Nobody know hala. Now APC then they pick up on.
Ambassador, somebody go to wonder what really the APC party want for achieve.
What do you want to achieve? That democracy and the protection of the person in right.
Well, achieving democracy and the protection of the people in right. You go listen to the rest of that interview then now with subsequent programs them. That's now Ambassador Ousmane Ansane, the Secretary General for the All People's Congress, APC Party. If they talk to Khadija Bangura about seeing them where they inside the position paper where the APC Party present to the Constitutional Review Committee.
Well, we still get Ali Kaban at the studio. Continue for the way to program. The first one I go look at say Ali Kaba, the people of this country are not looking for promises. They are looking for development right now. President Koma is doing that for the country. This one come from Koma APC.
This other message say Ali Kaba, are you the one who publicly flogged the students at FBC when you were student union president? Please talk a bit about the incident. A former student of FBC that knows what a lot don't know about you.
Okay, this other one say, Mr. Kaba, you are a true leader and redeemer who has come to redeem this country from poverty, injustice, corruption. This one comes from Stephen.
This other message say, Mr. Ali Kaba, will you allow students to demonstrate if you become president? No more students' power, God knows. It
this
comes from Canon KJ.
This one say, I've discovered that nothing destroys a government than a president working with people who does not understand or trust or who do not have the shared goals and shared motivation with him. So this is why the president must be given the chance to choose those who he trusts and who he does believe in, share the same vision as him, from Santos de Maria, the great of Bombali, Texas.
Good morning, Radio D. God bless Mrs. Mada Biyo for helping the children of this country. Thanks to Mrs. Biyo for your good work. It come out from Suleiman, the chairman for Youngest APP Organization, Akrapton.
On the APC position paper, this one says, oh, Salon, dear, make ambassador and in party, no come add more stress per people them, yeah? All the presidents them, na this country, elect them rule from one term, then die or the same thing no more. We no go ever agree for put now we constitution that now it's in this person.
Mr. Kaba, how can you create job opportunities in a question with this person they ask?
More messages to look at this one. Say God bless you, Dr. Ali Kaba. This one go from Abu Conte.
This other message say, as reality is concerned, I have no regrets to have voted for APC because I have seen and can feel some of the developmental efforts made by President Nkrumah-led government, and I hope for more. You say it comes from Santos Maria, where they rep Bombali, Texas.
The last one I will take for now on the sacking of Musa Tawali, say land them na government quarters where Musa Tawali don't sell. Government for take all back na the people they earn. I will take them go na court. Government for arrest them for where it take government property and sell them. Salomo Bona send this message.
This other message quickly before Mr. Kaba responds to our concerns them is saved for today. I have declared my support for Mr. Ali Kaba because his politics is on the SLPP and not him being fighting for be the best among the other aspirants. Please ask Mr. Kaba to help me with his office address.
All right, we still get Mr. Kaba for response to their own comments, but we'll start first for giving view about the APC position paper and the constitutional review process.
Well, you know, landlord even go around this issue. This now issue this way, now a grave and existential danger to the constitution. Let me repeat, this is a grave and existential danger or threat to the constitution. We no need for go Russia for beginning mess up with the constitution. This is not just another backdoor. The idea itself is bad. Do you see this? Not just another way for talk about that in the extra time, more time, and, you know, another backdoor way for put another constitution, this time and make a legitimate. Look, if you really care about people and you get the opportunity for serve two terms, I mean, that's enough to make life better for people. No, say other one and day, we need fresh blood. You know, that
other one day, like,
well, we save day, right? Exactly. That good point, that too. But, you know, the bottom line is, if we not make a system work for all man fit then get chance for come in, the democracy would not fit for go down. Barack Obama popular right now in America, oh. All the Chicago, I know that, yeah, yeah. But, you know, what the man say, don't tell me popularity now for make a go say, law change constitution, law go third time. We say, it's enough, I can do it, right? That is the theory, say, in a beneficiary of a process, and in no one lock the domain for the next generation. Look, the current APC government for Gladys, SLPP, Kaudi Democracy, and stick to the terms of the constitution, now make them come in, oh. And let themselves open up the system. You know what I mean? If a good APC leader Kaudi work for the country, we'll get a fair shot at State House. You know, me not opposing way to say APC, you know, for gain power. No, no. My problem for not APC, my mother said, and the fact say they don't get this kind of public policy agenda, well, you know, they really make life better for people. I mean, problem that no more. But for going at constitution and say because one megalomaniac in Russia called Putin don't mess up the constitution, the inside one be like the Tsars with the Leninists them overthrow. I mean, bad off. The reason what you make the Leninists then go after them are because they short out opportunity. Democracy good with all man, especially ordinary people, and get the sense say, if they do all the right things, then say we would help you under all. So this idea, a lot left them.
Right.
Me, I appeal to it, come up with better idea then, and me will be the force for support if I say it work well for democracy. But please, you know, two times is enough. I mean, if you do the right work, I swear, the tire tell you, I'm for left self before the last day. But if you say this is not just, you know, personal property, then you want to come back and run the country like CEO of a company. But me, I know the government not a business. Government are public service with integrity.
Right, all the comments, and we don't count even if I comment on.
So maybe they ask how you plan for create job for young people, especially.
This is not the heart of the reason we make at the end this race. Because when I look around, I see 80% youth unemployment. I realize it's not danger to society. Because social inequality no good. And I come with specific ideas then. Number one, we need for local economy in Saudi right now and recognize it. The reason we will get this jobless, lifeless economy, now because we're not able to move from this total dependence on raw materials to adding values to them, so that the money will circulate 2, 3, 4 times now with your economy before you go out. Right now, for dig rough diamonds, send her out. Well, look on the poverty in our economy. If you look at it, if you say not to diamond commodity, the point is we need for first of all transform our educational system. We need a new labor force. And how we will get Andy, I want to make sure as president, I build brand new modern vocational institute in every district of the country.
So you think, say, now when you be president, no more you were able to do?
No. I talk about this in terms of the macro picture area. But all my known history as a person, we really care about communities. I don't do bokuting, but no one really gets into that. The macro picture, very important, you know. And the other thing is this, if people don't get the training, if we're able to provide government guaranteed loans for them. Look, Japan. Japan developed because after the Second World War, they get a young population, and South Korea, and another kind of good example too, they transform an educational system and begin provide government loans to them. We help them small business, then small entrepreneurs then for come up. And also one set up enterprise zones in every region of the country, so that we begin to develop business incubators for people there. Young man then, na entrepreneurs them. To be honest, if you know where work is, still able to make ends meet, you're an entrepreneur. It's not easy for make something out of nothing, you know, but they're not getting help. And what me want to do now for make sure say we get public policies intentionally for help them young man and
so we want to go for another matter, but quickly I just want to comment on that one for USCBT, you compete students at college.
Okay, quickly. We come in, you know, elected by the people, and that particular incident there, I remember a little bit, but that being a situation which, and again, I know the name nobody, that situation in which somebody been a thief, another person stuff, and we've been to talk about changing the system, going after corruption.
you know, taking the ball heads out of town in those days, as we used to say. And we believe, say, you know what, we'll not get the moral authority for good order and say we're going to stop the corruption or stop the thief, where we not clean ourselves, right? And so we'll go through, not to me really, but we'll get that to the general at the time. I'm not going to name a name, but a good comrade of mine, well, man, go known at the country because I don't serve before many capacities. And we go through the process and the decision of the Attorney General, right? You know, again, you know, the court decides.
Public flogging.
Just try for tell them, say, this is not right.
Continue what we see the people. We will continue. And now we go to the people.
With the deputy.
We will relax now and take work up.
Oxford office address for come in and join the campaign. You're welcome. And all man welcome if you're in at home. For going to number 40 Small Waterloo Street. We did it for the next few months. And I'm sure you'll be able to reach out to some folks then. We will give more information about my vision and the kind of passion we're get for make this country work for the 99% who they suffer. Somebody asked about student demonstration. Yes, me as president go allow student demonstration on any number of issues. The reason for that is this, my own history. I don't want to let nobody go through what you may go through just because you want to get a right for express yourself. Government for always listen. Government forget big yes. Accept criticism. Because criticism ain't gonna make we improve, we work. And if we not listen to students, then for that matter, to workers and farmers, to women and all man, then what is the point of a democratic government? So I want to make sure, say, all sectors of society, especially civil society organizations, they will come together and organize, demonstrate on issues, and force government for respond to the issue then they. As a community organizer, I believe say change can come from the bottom. It can only come from the bottom where ordinary people then organize. Power consists nothing without a demand.
So let's take this message. This one says, Ali Kawa, are you the ex-wife husband of the Minister of Local Government, Diana Konomani?
Yes, that's true. I mean, that's done.
And the person that asked you for not on divorce?
Yes, that's done. That's behind us anyway. So I'm moving forward. And just like I'm sure.
So now politics divide and separate on
her? I want to believe, say, you know, if politics come in because all man clear about good side and day, you know, which is fine. Like democracy. Me and SLPP yesterday, SLPP today, me and SLPP Tego. Are you capable of change?
Well, as you be SLPP Tego, you just want to share with the public within the category of membership where you belong to, now the Ceylon People's Party.
Me.
And if you're not a paid up member.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Me and a Grand Chief Patron of the Ceylon People's Party, me and a paid up member, and I don't get no question mark around that. I'm not sure I make you ask, yes. And the reason is this, you know, I believe in this party so much so that over the years, I don't support my party at all levels, you know. Even where we party leaders then Waterloo being sent requested at the Western area or not get office, decide for make sure sit and get office now Waterloo, because important for the SLPP presence they all say. And over the years, anything my party need, I will always contribute. So yes, at all levels, me now a proud member.
Mr. Kaba, some people learn at the Ceylon People's Party, we believe say your popularity now the diaspora is more. So that makes some people they suggest say you for don't let the diaspora and do what you want for do for the party and not come on board. Now to say your popularity based more at the diaspora.
That's not true, but I also want to say this, that I may not believe in this division between diaspora and rather than the home. We now one community, right? Our patriots that will care about country. Geography not mean nothing to me. In fact, one of the issues that I get for work on, if the people that support me within my party for be the flag bearer and the people in the country vote for me for the president, now for work with parliament and pass the Diaspora Voting Rights Act. The Diaspora Voting Rights Act means say no matter who say they as eligible Ceylon voter, if we use technology now for lay vote, other countries than do one, Kenya they do one, even next door Guinea they do one, because I know the last elections they vote in Washington DC and New York. Why for disenfranchise people then where they out? The idea is this: if then where they out get a stake in democracy, then we will pay more attention. And without them back, they run for anything. I will not say they need for pay attention to them concerns them. Me and a man way, they are at the under. I know they work within geography.
the issues where they work on cut across geography. My message go appeal to any saloon person from Australia all the way down to Cambia. And that's the same.
So you there, but you want for Cambia flag bearer for the people starting here. You they pay you tax then at Salonia?
Yes, me na person we always be no say then issue then they matter. And the reason why they do it is that I didn't that US we say I'm not the importance of taxes of revenue, right? We get for make sure the local taxes are paid, and we get for get the sense of patriotism not just in slogans but in all aspects of life, including also supporting community development projects.
If the party not give you symbol for being flag bearer, what's next?
Let me say this for the 1 million time. Anybody emerge as flag bearer of the Sierra Leone People's Party, including me, will get me full support, unconditional support, right? And I'm not the left SLPP. I choose for be part of this, not to because of any reason other than the facts I believe in the vision of one country, one people. So I will support whoever emerge, just like I will expect, say, anybody else will support me if Namina the candidate. At the end of the day, SLPP victory, good for all man, including
so,
Odeon.
So now that's like plan B?
The plan B for support all man?
Yeah, anybody? Your own plan B and for support anybody?
Anybody. I don't get no plan B outside of SLPP. Me, in a proud member of this party, I go did it, go. I know they change that and say, me, what are they talking about today? Now, issue I don't talk about 30 years ago. Why are they with the party? Are they with the party, they go.
So why them for believing you? You deal with the party, but why them for believing you? Waiting you don't know is significant, yes, for the party.
You know, the way for believing somebody like me, that means consistency. Right? Even when I'm not being the thing for run, I still support the party. And I don't feel say me involvement right now because I want to be flag bearer. No, no, no. In fact, the last election self, I come and I work hard for my brother Julius Mada. Yo, I even go all the way like Kenema, Kaila, another place them with me couple and me time for make sure the voter registration take place in a place the one knows if we do the turnout, it will help we. In all my way of that, right? I do it selflessly because I've been genuinely believe and I still believe say SLPP victory, good for democracy, good for our economy, and we put saloon at the map for the good reason.
And as well, some people they will believe say you still young for coming to active politics and say you want for be flag bearer for SLPP.
Well, at age 54, it's nice for say that I'm young, you know, 54 years old. But I know, say I don't mature enough since the days where old mommy they called me as a radical leader. By the way, I'm still a radical
but
progressive nationalist.
But in terms of political maturity, you think, say, you don't reach that stage there?
Oh, yes. Actually, I mean, I'm the quintessential political activist all my life. From age 17, I've been in politics anyway. I know me politics. So I know they wait for, say, I want to run for flag bearer before I talk about politics. Everything I don't do, actually, anybody who know me history knows say this man you know in politics.
So you also think about coalition, maybe with other aspirants, maybe I also look about becoming, you know, forming a team at the end of the day for sell a ticket.
Definitely, that's not the overarching strategy, don't hit on so. Because at the end of the day, an office, one person go get the kind of support alone.
So what I feel is the possibility they follow you form a coalition with one or the other is?
Well, me right now, of course, not still know the total number of go emerge, but all man way they in the race right now, I go work with all man, right? I know they exclude because all man get something they bring at the table. Me in a coalition builder. I don't go down organize people them white, you know, I wish you name them Jewish and Muslims and Mexicans, everybody together as the only African in the room for lead that fight if they all not be believe say the fed will get for fed go benefit them communities.
All right.
And the people that they represent.
Okay, well, plain thank you, gentlemen, at the program this morning. A name is Ali Kaba, and one of the people we want to be flag bearer for this Lone People's Party. Plain thank you, gentlemen, at the program.
I'm glad you for the answer. Really, this is a very historic moment. I remember this, Radio Democracy, a valued institution as a loan, and indeed in Africa. And I believe in the mission, and I hope they will continue becoming a strong advocate of the public voice in every aspect of school life.
All right, well, Lisef, wish you well, and I wish you Merry Christmas. Yes. Well, now so we're going to continue on the program. Good morning, Salon, for today. It's Tuesday, 22nd day inside the month of December 2015. 3 more days to Christmas. And don't forget, say, tomorrow, the Salon Reporters Union go in a China House for just 20,000 and also on